听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we're on day two of our Viewpoints lesson. We are talking about milk, that wonderful white liquid that probably a lot of you like to drink for breakfast or lunch or even for a snack at night. However, there are cons to drinking milk, not just pros.
Right, and there are cons to consuming dairy products.Now, we're not just talking about milk, but all things that are made from milk, things like ice cream, butters, and cheeses. We're talking about those things as well. Yesterday, we said there were some very good things about eating those things and drinking milk, but today, let's look at some disadvantages.
That's right. Unfortunately, milk has both pros and cons, and we're giving you both sides of the argument so you can then decide what you think about this issue. So we hope your magazines are open to page 19, and let's begin our reading.
Milk gets mixed reviews. Con: opposing nature. Humans are the only species to continue drinking large amounts of milk after being weaned. However, many people ignore this natural command and continue to consume large quantities of dairy products to their detriment. Dairy products have been linked to a host of health problems, including allergies, obesity, asthma, and osteoporosis. Moreover, in many parts of the world, a significant portion of the population has difficulty digesting milk. Environmental culprit. One of the biggest reasons for avoiding milk is the environment. Modern commercial milk production produces vast quantities of air and water pollution, something milk drinkers rarely think about. In fact, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has reported that livestock farming is one of the world's most notorious contributors to major environmental problems. Alternatives exist. Where, then, can humans get sufficient amounts of calcium and protein? From the same place as cows. The green, leafy stuff, such as spinach, broccoli, and kale, that grows up from the ground. Plants also provide us with soy, rice, and almond milk, all commonly used as alternatives to dairy products. These alternatives contain many of the same vitamins and nutrients as milk, and taste great, too.
Okay, let's look at the first reason why our author thinks milk is bad. He says it's opposing nature. That's the title of this section. He says humans are the only species to continue drinking large amounts of milk after being weaned. Wow. Rachel, what does this mean?
Well, what this is saying is that milk is something that maybe babies do. They drink their mother's milk, but then we are the only people around, I guess not animals don't do this, who still drink milk after we've reached that point where we don't need our mother's milk. So in some ways, it's opposing nature, because maybe we weren't meant to consume milk after that very young age.
Right. No other animal does this. You look at cats, you look at dogs, cows. None of them do this. When they get old enough, after they're weaned, they start eating adult food and they stop drinking their mother's milk. Well, humans are the only animals, if you can call us animals, or the only species that does continue to drink milk.
Okay, well, however, though, even though this is true, many people ignore this natural command and continue to consume large quantities of dairy products to their detriment. So I guess what our author's saying here is that people might say, well, I don't care. I enjoy the taste of dairy products. I'm going to continue to eat them, even if it's not something that's found maybe in nature or something that maybe we should have started drinking at all.
Okay, so they don't care that the cats and the cows stop drinking milk. They want to eat their ice cream and drink their milk, but it's to their detriment, the author says. And detriment means harm or damage. So the author's saying if people continue to consume dairy products after their children and they become adults, it will actually harm them.
It could harm them. They might lose something in the process, or their health might not be as good. Okay, so dairy products have been linked to a host of health problems, including allergies, obesity, asthma, and osteoporosis. So here we're saying that there's a link, there's a connection between dairy products and certain, I guess we could say, health problems.
Okay, let's look at these individually one by one. Allergies are when your body is very sensitive to things like, well, it could be dust or it could be pollen from flowers and trees, and you start to sneeze. Other allergic reactions include having a rash on your body or your skin. So allergies are triggered by milk.
Yes, that's very true. Sometimes people even just have trouble breathing, or they just feel kind of like their chest is very tight after they drink milk. But it can also lead to obesity. Now, obesity is a condition where you have an excess amount of body weight, like we might say an excess amount of fat. So if you are obese, then you weigh too much.
Right. It's not being overweight, but it's being fat in such a way that it's very unhealthy. And some people link that to milk. The next one is asthma. And Rachel hinted towards this earlier. It's when you have breathing problems. And people also link milk to asthma,
as well as osteoporosis. Now, this is interesting because usually I think people think milk helps prevent osteoporosis, but maybe that's not the case?
Okay, first let's define this long word, osteoporosis. It's a medical condition in which the bones become weak and break easily. And yes, Rachel, we are taught to believe that milk helps prevent osteoporosis, but some research indicates that milk actually causes osteoporosis. There are countries in the world where there are a lot of milk drinkers. People love milk and dairy products, like in Northern Europe, for example, and they have the highest rates of osteoporosis. So people link that to milk.
That is very interesting. Well, I'm sure there will be more studies done, and we'll learn more information through in the years to come. Another reason why some people don't drink milk is because some people can't handle it. They can't digest it. And in many parts of the world, a significant portion of the population has a difficulty digesting milk. So it's not just a few people, it's a large amount of people.
Especially here in Asia, a large part of the population cannot digest milk. Maybe you or someone you know has difficulty digesting milk. If you do, that makes you lactose intolerant. That's what we call it in English when you have trouble digesting milk and dairy products.
Lactose intolerant. That is a good phrase to learn. Well, let's move on to our next section. It's titled Environmental Culprit. Ooh, if you're a culprit, then you are guilty of something. So I'm thinking that maybe milk is guilty of hurting the environment in some way.
Milk is guilty of hurting the environment. That's something new for most of us. Let's read on. It says, one of the biggest reasons for avoiding milk is the environment, because modern commercial milk production produces vast quantities of air and water pollution. I don't think many of us thought about that too much.
No, we don't think about it when we're drinking milk, and I guess this is something that many people are concerned about because many people want us to preserve and protect our environment. We'll explain this a little further after we take a short break and visit the chat room. So don't go away, we have much more to talk about.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
Well, yesterday we read about the advantages or the pros of drinking milk. Today we look at the cons.
And one of them is pollution. Our lesson tells us modern commercial milk production produces vast quantities of air and water pollution. Vicki, what other pollution is there besides air and water pollution?
Well, that's a good question, Ken. When we hear the word pollution, we often think of air or water. But there's also what's called noise pollution.
Noise pollution? But noise is not dirty.
No, it's not dirty. But noise can disrupt our life and affect our health. So it is regarded as a form of pollution. Some noise pollution sources include traffic noise, aircraft noise, and industrial noise.
I see. Pollution 是污染，最常提到的 pollution 包括 air pollution 空气污染跟 water pollution 水污染。另外还有所谓的 noise pollution 噪音的污染，像飞机、汽机车、工厂所制造的声音都是噪音的污染。What other pollution is there?
Well, let's not forget soil.
You mean soil pollution?
Well, yes, although we usually call it soil contamination. C-O-N-T-A-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Soil contamination occurs when chemicals are spilled or leaked into the soil.
Oh, I see. 除了水和空气之外，还有土壤的污染。但是用在土壤，污染会用另外一个字 contamination.好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室，马上回来。
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are talking about that controversial topic that's on all of our minds.Milk.
That's right. Well, definitely after 2 days of talking about this, we've probably given you something to think about because we've presented a lot of different facts about milk. And before the break, we learned that milk isn't exactly friendly to the environment.
Right. We're on line 16 on page 19, and we're talking about the fact that the milk industry is responsible for a lot of environmental damage, according to this section of the article.
That's right, and it even results in a lot of pollution. So, as we move on, we read that, in fact, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has reported that livestock farming is one of the world's most notorious contributors to major environmental problems. Now, I know that's a nice, big, long sentence, but Steve, what's the main point here?
Okay, the main point is that cows produce a lot of waste, and it's that waste that is causing environmental problems. So it's something we don't think about too often, but there are a lot of cows to give us all of that milk that we love so much.But those cows are actually harming the environment.
That's right. Too many of them create a lot of pollution, and our author describes them as notorious contributors to major environmental problems. Now, if you are notorious for doing something, or if you're known as being notorious, you are known kind of in a bad way. In other words, it's an unfavorable title.
Okay, you are famous, yes.But you're famous for something bad. So being notorious is not something that's good. You may be famous, but not a good thing. Okay, well, those cows are notorious contributors to major environmental problems. That's another reason why we should stay away from dairy products.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to our last paragraph. I like this, the focus in this last one because what our author is telling us is that alternatives do exist. We don't have to just feel discouraged and think I'm never going to be able to have a nice cup of milk or glass of milk ever again, because there are plenty of good alternatives.
Okay, an alternative is something you can choose or do instead of something else. So instead of choosing milk or dairy products, we have another choice or another alternative. The author says, where can humans get sufficient amounts of calcium and protein? Because remember, milk does provide a lot of calcium and protein. And if we don't drink it, or that milk, that is, where can we get it?
That is a good question. Thankfully, there are other alternatives that exist. And our author says, from the same place as cows. The green leafy stuff, such as spinach, broccoli, and kale, that grows up from the ground. So there are many other foods that are also high in calcium as well as protein.
Okay, you think about cows, you think about elephants. Elephants, they eat leafy stuff, they eat trees and leaves, and they're so big and their bones are so big and strong. Well, something similar along those lines. Humans can do the same thing. There are certain vegetables that grow out of the ground that when they eat, or we eat those, we could still be strong and tall.
That's right. And in fact, vegetables like spinach and kale and broccoli are some of the healthiest foods you can eat. I have never heard any studies done that saying that those foods are bad for you. You can probably consume them in great amounts and you'll only be healthier. So if you don't want to drink milk for your calcium, then go eat a stalk of broccoli.
Okay. And remember, they provide protein as well. Plants also provide us with soy and rice and almond milk. Oh, those are pretty yummy too. All commonly used as alternatives to dairy products. I really enjoy the flavor of those, Rachel.
Yes, I do too, especially ones that are a little bit sweet, or maybe they taste like vanilla, or they even have chocolate soy milk now. It seems like in Asia there are plenty of alternatives to regular milk because a lot of people are lactose intolerant. Their bodies can't digest milk. So if you go pretty much anywhere here, you can find an alternative.
Okay, these alternatives contain many of the same vitamins and nutrients as milk and taste great too. So you can help save the environment by using these alternative choices, these soy products. And also, you can do your body good by keeping away from the dairy products and using these instead.
That's right. And I should mention that nowadays, a lot of cheeses and ice creams and even yogurt are made not from milk, but from alternatives. And sometimes you can find soy cheese or soy-based ice cream. And it may not taste like the real thing, but it is an alternative and it's there for people, especially who can't have milk.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's just a matter of getting used to it because we have grown accustomed to a certain taste for so long. When we try something new like soy, we don't necessarily like it because it's so different. But give it some time. After a few tries, you might find that you love it.
Well, everybody does have an opinion about this topic, and we're going to see right now what Jake and Eli think about drinking milk.
Hi, my name is Jake. I'm 18 years old and I'm from California. I'm here to tell you why I like milk so much. First of all, flavor. All right, let's find out. All right, rich, creamy, and just plain delicious. It's in all my favorite foods. It's in my cereal. I wake up in the morning, make myself a cup of coffee, pour some milk in it. You know, desserts, ice cream, chocolate. I mean, come on, you guys. You all know that you love milk. Plus, not only is it so delicious, but it really helps you with your health, with your, you know, everything. I've been an athlete since I was born, and I've been playing baseball, playing soccer, tennis, you know, all sorts of sports, basketball, and I get really tired, my bones get weak, my muscles get tired, and I say, you know what, I need to go home and have myself another glass of milk. So what do? I go home, drink myself a good 4 glasses of milk. I get back out on the tennis court feeling strong and healthy every day. So, you know what? I thank my mom every day for telling me to drink milk as a kid. And if you don't like milk, you should give it a second thought.
Hi, my name's Eli, and I'm from the U.S. I don't think milk's that great. Humans are the only animal on this planet that continues to drink milk after we've been weaned. Thus, drinking milk could be deemed unnatural, and when we go against the natural grain of things, negative consequences can follow. While milk supposedly makes you big and strong, it has been linked to allergies, asthma, and obesity. Many people in the world are lactose intolerant, meaning they can't drink milk, and if they do, they'll become sick. There are alternatives to milk, such as soy milk or green vegetables, which provide just as many vitamins and minerals to keep your body strong and healthy. Milk's not all that bad. I enjoy milk. I love eating cheese. But I think the benefits of milk are just a bit overrated.
Detriment. Marcus always studied late into the night to the detriment of his health. Obesity. Since he was a young boy, my uncle has had an ongoing battle with obesity. Notorious. Jenkins was a smart student, but he was notorious for always arriving late to class. Alternative. Even though there will be great difficulties, we must move forward. We have no alternative.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 detriment 这个名词，注意 d 后面的 e 是发 a 的音，念成 detriment。detriment 是指损害或伤害，如果是不利于或者是有损于某个对象的话，是用 to the detriment of someone or something 这个片语。例如 ，He works two jobs to the detriment of his health。他兼两份工作，健康受到了损害。或者是 severe punishment may cause serious detriment to the students. 严厉的管教可能对学生造成严重的伤害。继续我们看的是 notorious 这个形容词。注意这个字的音重音是在 to 这个音节，念成 notorious。notorious 是指恶名昭彰的。例如 ,the notorious robber finally got caught at a bank last week. 这名恶名昭彰的强盗终于在上周在一家银行被逮了。如果要说明在哪一方面恶名昭彰的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,this company is notorious for its bad customer service. 这家公司以其恶劣的客服服务而声名狼藉。最后我们看的是 alternative 这个名词。alternative 是指替代品或者是其他的选择。例如 ,we have no alternative but to sell our house to pay our debt.我们除了卖房子，没有其他的方法可以还债。如果要说明是哪一件事物的替代品或替代的方式，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the doctor suggested Bob use an alternative to coffee to boost his energy. 医生建议 Bob 用咖啡以外的替代品来提神。And that's all for today's language tips. Take care and bye-bye.
All right, friends, here are a few review questions. Number one, what is not a health problem linked to dairy products? A, heart disease, B, asthma, C, allergies, or D, obesity. Rachel, what's the answer?
I remember this, Steve. It is letter A. Heart disease is not linked to dairy products, at least at the moment. Question number two, what is not a common milk alternative? Is it A, soy milk? B, rice milk. C, almond milk. Or D, peanut milk.
Oh,
Steve, do you know?
I think that would be D, peanut milk. That is not an alternative. Well, friends, we hope that this generates some conversation among you, this topic of milk. It is controversial. We are out of time.
That's right, but we hope that you'll join us here next time. And now it's musical skit time. Take it away, Black Pearl.
Don't say bad things. Don't say bad things.
No.
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
There are people
you're hurting.
You are hurting. Don't say bad things.
No.
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
There are people
you're hurting.
words from your mouth can be used to help our hurt. You can encourage or discourage. The choice is yours. Just remember, you are accountable.
You're responsible
for what you say. So make sure it's something
good.
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
Don't say bad things.
No.
There are people you're hurting.
Who are hurting.
Don't say bad things.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Don't say bad things.
Don't do it.
There are people.
There are people you're hurting.
Who are hurting.
Words are powerful. Everyone you speak,
they're either positive or negative.
Helping or hurting each other. So remember, you're accountable.
You're responsible
for what you say. So make sure it's something good.
So
don't say bad things. Don't say bad things. There are people you're hurting.
People you're hurting.
Don't say bad things.
Don't
say bad things. There are people you're hurting.
Don't say bad things. In the classroom. Studio Classroom. Black Pearl. Bye-bye.